thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kinney. Have you ever faced difficulty or opposition from other people based on your religion or your values? Instances like that can be really uncomfortable, but when we do the right thing and we stand up for our beliefs, it can actually be very empowering. I remember during my first year of working at an advertising agency in Chicago, and I was asked to help strategize and write for a campaign aimed at teens. My boss wanted an anthem song to go along with that campaign, but the song that she had selected had offensive lyrics and was promoting illegal, immoral behavior. And I couldn't figure out why she wanted to use that song specifically, so when I asked her if we could pick a different song, she told me that I just needed to lay my personal values aside so that I could do my job. That really crushed me, and when I refused to do that, she got angry, but luckily I was able to suggest another song that was accepted and the matter was dropped. It was a huge blessing. And this was a really scary confrontation for me, but I knew in the long term that it was more important to be true to myself and my values than to follow the whims of my boss. And I love this promise made by the Lord in the scriptures. In the Doctrine and Covenants, he says, "And whoso receiveth you, there I will be also, for I will go before your face, I will be on your right hand and on your left, and my spirit shall be in your hearts, and mine angels round about you to bear you up." We can always receive divine help to do the right thing. We just need to ask for it. Elder Dean Larson, a past leader in the LDS Church's Quorum of the 70, gave a talk in the 1970s that I stumbled upon about having the courage and faith to make difficult choices. He said, quote, "We may occasionally find ourselves in situations where we are tempted to set aside our identity, when we indulge in some thought or act that is unworthy of the trust the Lord has placed in us. We are regularly required to make choices on the basis of what we know to be right. We are free in most instances to make our own decisions, but we are never free to determine the final outcomes of our choices. It is not enough for us to know what is right and to believe it is good. We must be willing to stand up and be counted. We must be willing to act in accordance with what we believe under all circumstances. It is of little value for us to believe one way if we behave contrary to that belief in our private actions or in our public performance. Today, it requires great courage to be loyal Latter-day Saints. For many, it is not easy, and it will likely not become easier." Close quote. When we're faced with setbacks and difficult choices, Elder Larson goes on to say that these give us an opportunity to make choices that bring satisfaction and fulfillment into our lives rather than discouragement and defeat. We need to realize that in the face of opposition, although we may not choose what trials may happen to us, it is 100% our choice how we will react to them. Close quote. Even when we do choose to act, we still can't control the outcome of those choices. But Elder Larson assures us that when we courageously do the right thing, we will be blessed when we have, quote, paid the price, when we have sacrificed and stood up for the Lord, and know that he will always bless his true followers when they do that. And Elder Larson closes his talk with these reassuring and very timely words. I love this. He says, quote, "The nature of the challenges we face in this life is not nearly so important as what we choose to do about them. When we have the courage and faith to live up to the best we know, we fulfill the purpose for which we came to this earth, and we provide an incentive for others to do the same." Close quote. You never know who is watching you. You never know who is gleaning advice and help from the examples that you set around them. We're going to close today with a quote from Elder Carl B. Cook. And he said, "As we unite to serve one another, we accomplish much more together than we could on our own. If you'd like a free download of that quote, you can go to mormonchannel.org/blog. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.